Plenty is happening, but first at the Kingsmead Stadium, Durban Supergiants have elected to bat first against Parv Royals in their Betway SA20 clash. All-rounders John Smuts and Chris Wokes are back in the DSG squad with Matthew Brietzka and Quinton de Kock opening up the batting. The DSG will take heart from their record against Royals, having won 3 out of 4 games. That included a massive 125 run. The last time these two sides have met in Durban. Now, it's a must-win for the Supergiants to pull them out of the red zone. Matthew Brietzka currently on strike. The score there, 3 without loss after just 4 balls. And then over to Sevens Rugby Blitzbox. Loose forward Zane Davids will celebrate his 50th Sevens tournament for the squad in Perth tomorrow. 8 years after debuting in 2017, now the 27-year-old calls it a proud moment, matching the joy of his first cap as a key player for the Blitzbox. Davids aims to lead by example as co-captain, continuing the team's winning momentum from Cape Town.
We should pick another 1% or 10% up mentally, physically as well, because we know it's not going to be easy. Us as a group and as a team, we have to just be mentally ready and physically ready for that. And I think the guys will be up for it. We can't have the same mentality as Cape Town. We have to take it in one notch up.
Bouncing over to tennis to close, defending champion Jannik Sinner barely broke a sweat before dumping local favourite Alex de Minaur out of the Australian Open. Now the world's number one Italian beat the 8-seeded de Minaur in straight sets 6-3, 6-2, 6-1 to set up a semi-final clash with Ben Shelton tomorrow. In the women's singles, Aryna Sabalenka has reached a third consecutive Aussie Open final. The two-time defending champions claimed a straight sets victory over Spain's Paula Badosa in the last 4 in Melbourne. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio sports team and off the bench, for Nick Tatham, I'm Faida Crouch.